On the show today, we have Balance's very own Cynthia Campbell and Cornerstone Credit Union Foundation's Courtney Moran talking about their new reality fair program for credit unions called Balance Life. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Balance's very own Cynthia Campbell. Cynthia, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And Cornerstone Credit Union Foundation's very own Courtney Moran. Courtney, how are you?
Fabulous, or peachy, as I'd like to say.
I like that. It's a very Texas thing to say. I like that. Very good.
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great.
I may not ask you all the time how you are.
It's okay. It's all right. You guys are the important ones. I'm just kind of delivering the message. So we're all right. Thank you. Getting a little rain out here in Southern California, so we're actually happy about that. So good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, other good stuff we're talking about here, Cornerstone Foundation and Balance. You guys have kind of partnered to launch a new experiential learning program, or program, shall I say. So, Courtney, I'm going to go with you first. Can you tell us about these programs? And then, Cynthia, I'll have you chime in as well. So, Courtney, take it away. Give us a quick overview.
Absolutely. So, Balance Life is really just kind of the trademark, if you will, the overarching name of both programs, which Balance Life is encompassing, includes the reality fair, which many individuals, especially credit unions, are pretty familiar with the term reality fair, the experiential learning, right? And we'll get more into kind of how they work. But there's also a classroom simulation as well. So when you hear Balanced Life, they're really budgeting simulations, but there's two different programs or products, if you will, underneath that umbrella. Again, reality fairs, credit unions are really familiar with. Classroom simulations, not so much, which is really exciting, and I want Cynthia to dig in a little bit more about that. But reality fairs are not new. Our program is new. Improved. Right. Improved, if you will, and certainly not to discount the other reality fair programs out there, because they're all really fabulous.
Agreed.
But I think we came together and identified what we felt was not working currently with what we were using, and you know, made the reality fairs a bit more streamlined and so forth. But again, I won't go into too much detail because I know we're going to dig in, you know, about what the heck is a reality fair and what is a classroom simulation, right? But just the overarching themes are two budgeting simulations, and they're both experiential learning, which is kind of the new buzzword in financial capability, right? So learning by doing, if you
gotcha.
Will.
Gotcha. Cynthia, anything else to add there? And also want to add on to, like, how did this spark? What sparked this idea? How did you guys get together and create this pretty cool program?
It's a funny story. we at Balance, we are kind of known in the industry as being the queen of workshops, if you will. We have over 50 different topics with facilitators, guides, the whole nine. And so we had been working behind the scenes on a budgeting simulation that would be workshop-y. And I was testing the market and sent a few emails in the Cornerstone region. And Courtney's folks went right to Courtney and said, "Hey, did you know Cynthia's doing this? And don't you have a reality fair?" And they had a true reality fair. So Courtney and I have known each other for years, and she called me, and I knew when I saw her number come up exactly what it was about. I did. I had a feeling, because I knew they had a reality fair version that they were updating. Mm-hmm. Long story short, we kind of stopped production, came together, melded the two products, saw what they had in reality fair, looked at our workshop, put them together, redesigned the whole thing, and came to market together, which I think is a beautiful story, because we're both nonprofits. Balance has a national footprint and Cornerstone Foundation has a regional. Mm-hmm. We both serve credit unions. We both adore this movement. So it's so actually cool to work cooperatively in the cooperative movement. Woo!
Funny you should say that. So examples, what is involved here? For a credit union, for you guys as well, what examples can we look for in these kind of a reality fair? Courtney, what are some examples that you can provide?
So examples in terms of, so reality fair, you know, I'm gonna just pretending someone who's watching this has never heard of a reality fair. So right, I'm gonna do a little bit of 101 and then how we've enhanced it. Right, so reality fair is really kind of how it sounds. So middle school students, high school students living in the real world, if mm-hmm. you will. And yeah. they're assigned an occupation, right? A budget, which, right, they have to live by, like in the real world. And physically, with the reality fair portion, they physically visit various booths, right? So they visit a housing booth, they visit a transportation booth, and have to make those daily decisions based on what they've been provided, right? Based on their income. So that's kind of, right, that's the 101 version, if you will. And what we have done with Balanced Life is, again, like Cynthia said, spent a lot of time in trying to simplify it as much as possible while still meeting the educational goals that we wanted to put in place for the students, right? So what are the learning outcomes? What are the objectives? What are our goals for the students at the end? But also took a step back and said, we feel like it had gotten a little too convoluted and a little too complicated, if you will. And sometimes it's difficult. It's hard sometimes to step back and simplify and still meet objectives and goals. But we feel like we've really done that. We feel like we've, with Balanced Life, the reality fair is very clean, catchy, if you will, as well as a bit more timeless. Meaning, you know, we probably won't have to revisit and update, so to speak, for another, Cynthia, I think we decided another probably 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Which is really important for a program like this, right? Especially for credit unions of all sizes, it can get really costly if you're having to turn around every year, right? And you've dated it so much that it's unusable. Or it is usable, but you have to keep spending money every year on it. So I feel like we have really captured that as well. We also changed a bit, again, from what we had in place at the reality fair, is students will work as couples rather than individually, right? So they're already getting that idea of compromise, right? Which whether you're married or have a spouse, even regardless if you are living on a single income and there's still compromise in your life. Regardless.
Oh, yeah. Keyword.
And so we wanted to go ahead and also have those teachable moments within this fair. And that's something that Balance, thank you guys so much. We did not currently have kind of that in place. And so that's a new addition as well. So I hope that kind of answers your question a little bit about reality fair. And I'm going to punt over to Cynthia to dig in a bit more about the classroom scene.
Yeah. Please tell us more, Cynthia.
So we all know what a reality fair is, and I've worked my fair share of those, and I love the energy in the room. I love what we do for schools. We should keep doing those things because a credit union can take this reality fair as a package, march right into a school, hold a reality fair all day with different waves of kids coming in, and it's an event that the credit union puts their name on. It's energy. Every class in the school goes through it through the course of the day, and it's like this whole hubbub that's just wonderful. It helps with branding, and it certainly hits the learning objectives. The reality is we don't always have 12 volunteers in 3 hours.
Yeah.
So we came up with a version that would be easy to implement if a teacher just had herself or himself in the classroom, right? And so if it's just the classroom version, instead of visiting the booths, we bring the booths to them in a PowerPoint. So they're still doing their budgeting sheet and still doing all that. But instead of going to the housing booth and getting a pitch from a realtor or what have you, we have the options on the screen. High living, you know, McMansion, a one-bedroom apartment, all the different things. And something I could add to what Courtney said is that we also built this version with three income levels or three cost of living models. So it's not just a one size fits all. So if you're in Tulsa, Oklahoma, hello, I'm in Tulsa. Things are a little bit cheaper here than they are in San Diego, right, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You know, so we have a couple different models. So credit unions can use something that makes sense to their folks that the kids aren't like, wait a minute, I can't go to a movie for $6. In Tulsa, we can, right? So you look at the market. So we have that kind of difference too. I think that's one of the differentiators.
Gotcha. And so how do they, let's look at the credit union from the credit union perspective. What's the benefit message for the credit union here? For me, looking at it from the outside in, immediate value and awareness. So Courtney, what do you see from the credit union perspective?
Well, I think you nailed it. I think there's a couple of different, not only awareness and absolute business development, right? It's so fabulous for business development.
Yeah.
and just getting connected in your community. You know, one of what the Cornerstone Credit Union Foundation, what we pride ourselves on is helping our credit unions in the Cornerstone region to become connected, right? And to share their message and to share the message and the philosophy of people helping people. And so this is such a great way to forge, not only create, but forge those relationships with their schools.
Yep.
Right. And then also, as Cynthia said, she had mentioned bringing a realtor in, or, you know, it's also a great way to partner with the communities and bring them in. And for the housing booth, right, as Cynthia said, have a realtor partner, or for the transportation booth, right, have you have the indirect lending relationship with a car dealership, have them come in.
Hey, bring the community in.
Yeah. I think it's not only the people helping people philosophy, right, and the value proposition of just being a member of the credit union, but it's forging and creating and keeping those relationships in the community. And most of all, just educating our youth. Right, just trying to help them to be more financially capable, and just understanding that the decisions that they're making, though they may be experiential learning or experiential, if you will, they're real decisions that they're going to have to make someday in their lives alone or with a partner. Or so, bottom line, regardless, it's just we're educating our youth.
So
we all, it takes a village. It takes all of us to do that.
Yeah, indeed.
I think one thing I would add to that is that many schools, I forget the number, I think it's somewhere between 20 and 30 now, many school districts have a mandate to deliver certain aspects of financial literacy or financial education. Mostly, these mandates are unfunded. So it's one way to come around the schools and say, hey, you know, this simulation or reality fair, it pretty much meets the requirements of your budgeting in that curriculum, and it's a fun way to do it. So I think we can meet a need out there. Also, I mean, not to bring up a sore point, but we see what's happening with the coronavirus right now, yeah? And we see the stress on families if they can't go to work for a couple of days and they're out of sick time. Or they're at an employer that has no sick time, their financial health is not stable enough to withstand any pressure, right? Whether it's a government shutdown, a tornado, a hurricane, or a virus. And so here we are again, positioned as credit unions to help in an emergency. And we will, and we do, and we always will, right? But what could we be doing today to shore up the financial health of our members? Balanced Life is a great example of how to insert that in a young adult's life. I've even done this up to early college, like freshman orientation. They're only 6 months older than a high school senior, right? So let's get it in the colleges too, so that we can have a financially healthy America. So when these things happen, we're not punched all over the place. We have some fortitude in our finances, and we can and get through the storms together. Yeah.
Thank you, Cynthia, for bringing a bit of reality to this reality.
Sorry. I know.
No, I think it's I think it's well stated.
You thought you were safe here on this broadcast to not hear about the virus, but no.
We're not safe anywhere these days, for sure. So what are some goals? Courtney, what are some goals that you guys want to achieve this program? Again, obviously getting out there in the awareness, all that type of stuff. What are some other goals you guys have in mind with this program?
So, well, I'm just going to put it out there. We would love for us, for the foundation, we would love for every credit union in the Cornerstone region to have a reality affair kit as well as a classroom simulation.
Yeah, indeed.
I mean, pie in the sky. That's for us. That's our goal. But, you know, again, the ultimate goal is to just create a really great environment and fun and exciting educational environment for students to learn how to live in the real world.
Right. They need to be exposed to this.
Without them understanding, which I think, you know, what's really cool when you see a reality fair is they are having a good time. They are kind of making jokes, X, Y, Z, right? Especially when they're with their spouse or their partner.
Yeah.
And I love when learning is taking place when they don't really understand or quite get that they're learning.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Um, right? And if you can make it fun and if you can make it more of an experience, it's just even better because they're walking away and don't feel like they have just been preached.
Right.
They're doing it themselves.
For me, you know, learning the hard way in my adult life with my awful amount of credit card debt I had and student loan debt, you know, I hope a program like this can maybe let them fail in a safe environment. Maybe they go through the exercise and they don't have enough money to put their kid in daycare and they've messed up completely, right? And we've seen this in our simulations and reality fairs, but it's a safe place to fail so that then when you fail in that exercise safely, you're like, oh, okay. And in the debrief, what would you do different? What would you cut back on? Where would you put more? I mean, it's amazing what these kids say in the debrief. They say things like, Cynthia, I'm going to go home and hug my mother. they say, kids are expensive. I'm going to really be careful about that.
I had no idea that we actually had to pay for water,
right?
Or how much utilities cost, or
gotta put gas in the car. What? Are you kidding me? Runs the gamut for sure. Hey,
or how much pets cost?
What's that, Courtney?
Or how much pets cost?
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah, I got one right here next to me, laying on the couch. So. You're costing me so much. No.
Right.
All worth it.
Totally worth it.
Yeah, completely. So before I let you guys go, where can folks find out more about these programs and then get involved? Courtney?
Guys, so for the foundation, they can contact the Cornerstone Credit Union Foundation. Please just visit our website for all the information and contacts. We have 5 individuals. You can certainly call myself, but I'll just give you one website and get all the information you need, www.cscuf.com. COOP. You can actually get information on the classroom simulation as well as reality fair. I know Cynthia will also offer up their contact information.
Right on, Cynthia.
I think the easiest way for us is if you go to whybalance.org, or that's whybalance.org, and we have a product page for Balance Life. But Courtney and I are also doing a webinar coming up on the 19th at 1 p.m., and you can sign up for that too if you'd like to learn more.
Right on, right on. So, yeah, send me that information, and then I'll put it in the show notes so people can get right to it.
Thank you.
So, all right, guys. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules. We appreciate the time, but really worthwhile. This program sounds like you guys are going to hit a home run for sure with this. So appreciate it. And let's check in down the road, see how it's going, like maybe 6 months from now, and see how it's going. It'll be fun.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. All right, guys. Thanks again.
Bye.
Appreciate the time.
Bye.
Hands. Stay safe and keep up the good work.